Have you ever asked the question, what am I really willing to give my life for?
你有否问过你自己, 你愿意把生命给谁?
In 1991, the Christian missionary ship, the Dulos, was in the nation of the Philippines.
1991年, 传道士的船名叫杜洛斯,停在菲律宾。
They were running one of their night programs when Muslim militants threw two hand grenades onto the ship.
那天晚上,当他们在船上主办节目时,会调组,丢了两个手榴弹到船上。
One of the hand grenades bounced off the captain but did not explode.
一个手榴弹反冲到船长身上,但没有爆炸。
But backstage, there were a group of people in costume praying for the speaker that night.
在后台有一群人穿着服装为那晚的简言祷告。
The grenade hit this group and exploded.
另外一个手榴弹就落在这群人上。
Two young women, Sophia and Karen, were killed instantly.
爆炸杀死了两个年轻女人,Sophia和Karen。
At one moment they were praying to Jesus, at the next moment they were in the presence of Jesus.
几分钟以前,他们在向耶稣祷告,几分钟后,他们来到耶稣面前,他们为福音牺牲了生命。
As they had given their life for the gospel.
他们为福音牺牲了生命。
And this attack captured world media attention.
这个攻击引起了世界新闻界的关注。
Sophia was from Sweden.
Sophia 是瑞典人。
Her death received huge publicity in Sweden.
在瑞典,她死亡的信息得到了极大的关注。
It's not often that you have a young Swedish martyr.
因为在瑞典很少有年轻烈士。
The next day, following the publicity, the Operation Mobilization Team office in Sweden was filled with people who wanted to join the ministry of the Dulos ship.
接着新闻报告,各天有许多人来到瑞典的世界福音动员会办公室来,要报名参加杜罗斯传教士的传侍奉神。
Karen, the other girl, was from New Zealand.
Karen 是纽西兰人。
Her sister was a lapsed Christian.
她妹妹以前是基督徒,好几年前离开耶稣。
She was so moved by God that she recommitted herself to Christ and she offered to replace her sister on the Dulos ship.
借着开伦的死亡,她妹妹不止归回耶稣,而且继续姐姐在杜罗斯的侍奉工作。
These two young women gave their lives for the gospel.
这两位年轻女人为了福音牺牲了生命。
But what we notice is that suffering and difficulty does not stop the spread of the gospel.
我们看到痛苦和苦难并不能阻挡福音的传播。
The gospel is unstoppable because God is unstoppable.
福音是不肯阻挡的,因为神是不肯阻挡的。
God wants and uses disciples like Sophia and Karen who are fully committed to Him.
神要使用信徒,就像Sophia和Karen,他们是全然奉献的基督徒。
And disciples like the Apostle Paul.
就像使徒保罗一样。
In Philippians chapter 1, he urges us to live for the advance of the gospel.
在腓立比书第一章,为福音兴旺和活作。
The Apostle Paul wrote this letter to encourage the Philippian church and to thank them for their partnership in the gospel.
使徒保罗写这张信来鼓励腓立比教会，感谢他们同心合意地兴旺福音。
Now Paul is in prison, he's under house arrest for the sake of the gospel, and he rejoices that the gospel is advancing.
他为福音下在监狱里和被关在家里，但他因福音兴旺充满喜乐。
And we see that the gospel advances despite opposition.
虽然遭反对,福音却兴旺。
Paul writes, Now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel.
保罗写道,弟兄们,我要你们知道,我所依照的,便叫福音兴旺。
He offers two reasons in support of his judgment.
保罗提供了两个理由。Firstly,
the gospel spread to the palace guard.
他把福音传在一营前进第十三节。
Verse 13, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ.
以致我受的困锁，在一应遣军和其余的人中已经显明是为基督的缘故。
9,000 soldiers have heard about Jesus because of his imprisonment.
借着他被关在监狱里，9,000个士兵听到了福音。
Can you imagine being chained to the Apostle Paul for 4 hours, or even in the same room as him?
为了怕保罗逃狱，守卫的手与保罗的手捆锁在一起，每隔4个小时，另外换一个守卫。
What would Paul say during those 4 hours?
在这个四个小时里面，保罗利用来见证传福音。
Well, he would witness to the gospel. He'll tell them about Jesus.
分享他的转变，分享神借着他做了伟大的事。
Tell of his conversion.
分享他的经历。
Tell of the great things God had done through him.
没有人能叫保罗闭口。
Tell of his life experiences.
离开保罗的守卫。
You couldn't shut Paul up.
离开保罗的守卫，将所听见的传给别人。
And this person, this soldier, would then go back and tell the others.
另外一个守卫来到保罗监狱里。
Then a new guard comes in, and he is chained to Paul for 4 hours.
他也是在那边四个小时。
And Paul would begin again.
保罗又开始讲一样的给他听。
You can be sure that the stories that Paul began circulating among the whole guard, but not only about him, but also about the gospel story as well.
肯定那些守卫不只谈保罗的经历，也分享所听到的福音。
And Paul says, this is wonderful news, this is great news.
所以保罗说，太好了，这是好消息。
The gospel has been advanced because I am in chains.
因为我被捆锁，福音被兴旺。
Friends, we must remember that the gospel can advance in all circumstances.
无论在什么情况下，福音都会兴旺。
God is in control, not Caesar.
神在掌管，不是 Caesar.
Trust God and share the gospel.
相信神，传福音。
Share it in Nauvoo and share it in Beverly Hills and share it in Hurstville.
到 Nauvoo, Beverly Hills, Hurstville 去传福音。
My own experience.
我的经历。
My parents banned me from church and from youth groups, and they threatened to burn my Bible.
我父母不让我去教会、去年轻团契，威胁要烧我的圣经。
That made me bolder as a Christian.
但凡使我有胆量的成为基督徒。
The gospel is unstoppable.
福音是不可阻挡的。
And then we see newfound boldness among the brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹中间有了新的胆量。
It's the second reason why Paul insists that his imprisonment has advanced the gospel.
这就是第二个原因。
He writes in verse 14, Because of my chains, most of the brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly.
第十四节，并因那在主里的弟兄多半因我受的困锁，就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。
Now Paul's chains have served as the immediate cause of newfound boldness among the brothers and sisters in Rome.
借着保罗的困锁，更新了在罗马的弟兄姐妹们的胆量。
In the 1950s, 5 young missionaries were killed trying to reach the Alca Indians in Ecuador, South America.
在1950年，有5位年轻的传教士到南美的一个小国给印第安人传福音，不幸被杀。
But their wives, as well as others, did not give up. They went back.
但是他们的妻子不放弃，继续他们丈夫的传道工作。
They went again and they reached this people for Jesus.
他们就是要传基督给这些人。
One of the blessings following their deaths was that for the next decade or 10 years or two, a very high number of graduates of Wheaton College offered themselves for missionary service.
借着这五位传道士的死亡，10到20年以后，有很多惠顿学院的毕业生献上自己做宣教工作。
So the death of the 5 men gave courage to other Christians to go on mission.
这位五位传道士的死鼓励了其他的信徒。
And then Paul says, the gospel advances despite opposition from inside the church.
尽管有教会里的攻击，福音还是要兴旺。
Would you read, Ratna, if you can read 15 to 18 for us.
Okay. 现在我读15到18节。有的传基督是出于嫉妒、纷争，也有的是出于好意。第十六节， 这一等是出于爱心，知道我是为辨明福音设立的。第十七节，那一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意思要加增我困锁的苦楚。十八节，这又何妨呢？何是假意，何是真心？无论怎么样，基督究竟被传开了，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。
Who are these curious preachers who preach Christ but do so out of ungodly motives?
谁是那些好奇的传道人呢？传基督是出于不金钱的动机呢？
So they are not false teachers. They're not preaching another gospel. They're preaching the true gospel.
他们不是传师，他们不是假师傅，他们不是在传扬另一个福音。
In Galatians chapter 1 and 2 Corinthians 11, Paul strongly denounces those who preach a different gospel.
在加拉太书第一章八到九节，以哥林多后书第十一章四节和十三到十五节，保罗谴责那些宣扬不同福音的人。
So who are these men?
他们到底是谁呢？
They preach Christ out of envy and rivalry.
他们传基督是出于嫉妒、憎恨、纷争、嫉妒、纷争。
They preach Christ out of selfish ambition, supposing that they can stir up trouble for Paul while he is in chains.
他们传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意思要增加我困锁的苦楚。
So they are Christians who, for some reason, bore no love for the Apostle Paul personally.
他们是基督徒，不知道什么原因对使徒没有爱心。
How does Paul handle such attacks from other Christians?
保罗怎么样处理这攻击呢？
Now he's human like the rest of us, and I'm sure he feels the personal attacks, and it hurts.
他是人，如同我们一样，他心里感觉到痛苦，有信徒在攻击他。
Other Christians don't like Paul.
他们不喜欢保罗。
Malcolm was a friend of mine who was a pastor in New South Wales, in country New South Wales.
Malcolm 是我的朋友，他是在 New South Wales 乡下的一个牧师。
Two deacons, a husband and wife, did not like him.
教会的一对夫妻只是不喜欢他。
They said, we don't like you and we're going to get rid of you.
对他们说，我们讨厌你，我们要辞掉你。
Yet every Sunday, these two people sit in the front pew with a big smile on their face.
但是每星期的崇拜会时，他们坐在教会堂的前排椅子，带着笑容。
My friend left after a year.
一年后，这牧师离开这教会。
A few years later, that deacon ran off with his neighbor and left his wife.
几年后，这执事离开了他的妻子与他的邻居，逃跑了。
See, Paul's focus is on Christ, on the gospel.
使徒保罗的重点是在基督，在福音上。
Whether these people are his friends or not, he realizes that the gospel is getting out.
这些人是否是他的朋友和无？这些人是否是他的朋友都无所谓，最重要的是把福音传出去。
And he writes, but what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached, and because of this, I rejoice.
这有何妨呢？何是假意，何是真意？无论怎么样，基督究竟被传开了。
Friends, Paul is willing to endure affliction and persecution, and even misunderstanding and misrepresentation and slanderous attacks from other Christians.
保罗愿意为福音而受苦难和逼迫，并别的基督徒对他的误解、误传、诽谤、攻击。
Why?
为什么?
For the sake of the gospel.
都是为福音的缘故。
And he rejoices.
为此他就欢喜。
The second point of this message is that we are to live for the glory of Christ.
第二点是为耶稣的荣耀而活。
We must live for the advance of the gospel, but we must also live for the glory of Christ.
我们不只为福音的兴旺活着，也要为耶稣的荣耀活着。
He says, Yes, and I will continue to rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance.
是我并且还要欢喜，因为我知道这世界做你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助。
I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now as always Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death.
照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一件事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
See, Paul rejoices that through their prayers and the help given by the Spirit, so we got the prayers and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus, what has happened will turn out for his deliverance or his salvation.
保罗欢喜，因为借着他们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫他得救。
Paul wants to be found faithful.
保罗希望自己忠诚。
I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death.
照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一丝叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生，无论是死，总是叫基督在我身上照常显大。
And therefore, let us pray for ourselves and our brothers and sisters in difficulty that they might glorify Christ, whether by life or by death.
我们要为我们自己和在苦难中的兄弟姐妹祈祷，让他们无论是死，无论是生，要荣耀神。他们要坚持下去，没有理由羞耻。
They might persevere and have no reason for shame.
他们要坚持下去，没有理由羞耻。
Adrian is a missionary in the island of Bali, Indonesia.
Adrian 是在巴黎的传道师。
His cleaner, his housemaid, became a Christian. Then her husband was angry. He threatened Adrian's life. We prayed. He stayed locked up in his house for a number of days. God answered our prayers. God protected him,
保护他,
and he stayed strong for Jesus.
使他在耶稣里刚强。
We must rely on the power of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit gives us power for witness, strength, and strength for daily living.
我们必须依靠圣灵的力量，圣灵给了我们能力，使我们每天生活有见证，有力量。
Thirdly, we must live to serve Christ.
第三点，为侍奉神而活着。
So we must live for the advance of the gospel, number one.
第一，我们要为福音兴旺而活着。We
must live for the glory of Christ.
我们要为耶稣的荣耀而活着。And
we must live to serve Christ.
我们要为侍奉神而活着。Paul
summarizes his values in chapter 1, verse 21, when he says, For me, to live is Christ, to die is gain.
保罗的总结在第一章21节说，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
In this context, to live is Christ means that Paul wants to keep on living here to do Christ-centered ministry, Christ-empowered ministry, and wants to see Christ's presence in his ministry.
活着就是基督，对保罗来说，他用一生侍奉神，以耶稣为中心的服侍，耶稣赐给的力量的服侍，耶稣同在的服侍。
To die is to bring that ministry to an end.
虽然死亡会结束他在地上的服事,
but in dying, he gains his lifelong passion, life with Christ.
却因为死,
Brothers and sisters, let us think and live this way.
弟兄姐妹们,
For For I fear we are often tempted by other passions and not Jesus.
我怕你们经常会被其他的热情引诱了。
What can you possibly do with Christians like Paul?
你会怎么样对待像保罗这样的基督徒呢?
Kill them?
杀他们?
You simply can't shut them up.
你不能只是让他闭口。
The gospel means too much.
福音是太宝贵了。
We need to have a single-minded devotion to Christ and His purposes.
我们要一心一意奉献自己给耶稣。
And you can't be a revolutionary agent for Jesus unless you can look at this world and all it's trying to sell you and yell at the top of your lungs, who cares?
除非你真不在乎这世界的东西，你才能成为一个为耶稣而活。
Money, who cares?
金钱方面谁在乎?
Pleasure, who cares?
享乐方面谁在乎?
Popularity, who cares?
名声方面谁在乎?
Sex, who cares?
性方面谁在乎?
Career, who cares?
职业方面谁在乎?
Can you say like Paul, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain?
你是否会像保罗一样说，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处？
Paul reflects, if I am to go on living in this body, this will mean fruitful labor for me, and that is a good thing, yet what shall I choose? I do not know. I am torn between the two.
保罗的反应在第22节说，但我在肉体活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该挑选什么，我正在两难之间。
He says, I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far.
23节说， 情愿离世，与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。
And Paul has a clear end-time focus.
保罗对末世有清楚的认识。
Unlike us, for we would normally say, here on this earth is much better.
不像我们，我们一般地会说这里更好。
Families, possessions, health, holidays.
家庭、财务。 健康, 理由,
but Paul says it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body.
然而我在肉体活着, 为你死,
Paul's concern is the converts of the gospel of the Philippians. He is willing to forgo what is better in order to serve them.
保罗关心因福音而改变的菲律宾人, 他愿意放弃更好的是为了服侍他们。
Let me sum up. We must put the unstoppable gospel first.
结论，我们要把不可阻挡的福音为首位。
We must live for the advance of the gospel.
我们要为福音的兴旺而活着。
We must live for the glory of Christ.
我们要为耶稣的荣耀而活着。
And we must live to serve Christ.
我们要为侍奉基督而活着。
Amen.
Amen.